You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team Correspondent Gary Leonard, and I am joined in the studio with Mark Traub, who is the Vice President of the Buncombe County Bee Club. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And so we are here to talk about the upcoming Bee School that's happening this weekend. So let's just dive in there, Mark. For the listeners out there who may not be familiar with beekeeping or the idea of bee school in general, tell us a little bit about what you're offering.
So we're offering, we do a yearly bee school, and we are offering a complete hands-on experience. So when you come out of Sunday afternoon, you will have done everything except handle live bees. Mm-hmm. You will have gone through equipment. You've gone through getting your apiary set up. We are trying to give you enough information, enough hands-on knowledge that you feel comfortable going home, getting your bees in a couple of months, and becoming a successful beekeeper.
Thank you, Mark. I actually had the pleasure of attending bee school last year, and for the folks out there, it's definitely a worthwhile class to attend. And for me, I think I was so surprised by all of the different mechanics and levels that comes into beekeeping, not even to mention the biology of bees in itself. So, Mark, do you want to talk a little bit more about the class itself, and what are the things that folks can expect who are attending bee school?
Certainly. So we are going to touch on a little bit of bee biology because it's important. But as a first-year beekeeper, biology is not as critical as being comfortable with your bees, being comfortable with how you handle your bees.
Right.
So what we're going to try to do is we are going through a five-session. Every group is going to go through all five sessions. You're going to learn how to light a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn how to do extraction if you get honey the first year, which is always a plus or minus.
Sure.
You're going to handle all the equipment. You're going to handle hive tools and jackets and everything that you'll need to actually deal with in your beekeeping. You're also going to deal with setting up a bear fence, because if you live in Western North Carolina,
yeah,
you will have bears.
I remember that. They showed images of bears just wrecking some of those hives.
I live here in West Asheville. I've had a bear come through my yard before, never touched my bees, but you do need a bear fence.
Right.
It'll also keep smaller animals out as well. You're going to deal with pests and management of pests, which is one of the problems with bees, is the varroa mite, which we'll discuss later, but we're touching on how to deal with that and the different aspects of how you can deal with your pest management. And I think that, and just basically everything you'll need to know. When you come out of Sunday, you should be comfortable enough to have handled everything you are going to handle except the actual live bees.
So, Mark, I have heard that with the Buncombe County Bee Club and the bee school that you're going to be offering here this weekend, there's been some recent changes going on. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes, and maybe some of the listeners who've had a chance to attend bee school previously. What are some of the exciting news coming out of BCBC?
The BCBC, the BCBC changes are really good. What we've decided was, for first year and even for people that want to redo it and get a little bit more hands-on, we're going to set you up with, you're going to touch everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have top bar hives. We're going to have Langstroth hives. You're going to be able to pick up frames. You're going to make your own sugar shake. We're going to actually have a class where you'll be able to put simulated bees into a jar and do a sugar shake, which is a way to do a varroa mite test. We are going to let you touch everything that you need to touch. So when you start keeping bees, you've already at least handled that equipment, and you're not just coming out with, not that classrooms aren't good, because classrooms are, but you're not just sitting through lectures.
Right.
You're actually touching every piece of equipment
hands-on
that you will need to do. Hopefully we're going to have our hives weighted, so you'll get to feel the weight of a hive,
because
mm-hmm. most people don't realize when you're dealing with 10 frames of honey,
yeah,
in a medium frame, you're talking close to 60-70 pounds.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to have weighted stuff, but everything that you do this weekend, and we are still going to have some lectures, but
mm-hmm.
it's going to be more hands-on than lectures. Because I think people learn a little bit from both.
Someone coming into this bee class, what do you think the most important thing to take away from this, in terms of, you don't have bees, you're about to get your frames, and you're about to go ahead and start the season, because this is a year-round process, what do you think the most important thing for them to know is?
I think it's important to know how bees respond and mm-hmm. how you respond to bees. Because I've been doing this for 3 years, and there are ups and downs to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed just sitting down and looking at the bees. Most insects, and bees are definitely in this group, are incredibly organized. If people acted the way bees acted, the world could be a different place, but bees do everything. A bee comes out, it has every job. A bee does every job in the hive through its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that people understand how the bees react and how to make their life better so they can hopefully survive. Because, you know, one out of every three bites comes from pollination.
Right.
And it's not all bee pollination, but it is pollination in general.
Right, right.
I don't know if that answered your question.
No, absolutely, absolutely. No, I think that's really useful. So, again, for the listeners, upcoming is Bee Class. That's going to be Beginner's Beekeeper School. That's taking place this weekend, February 24th and February 25th. Mark, I want to ask you, for the folks who are interested, how can they, one, sign up and get involved for this weekend, because it's not too late to get involved.
It's not. We have seats available.
Right. And if they miss out on this weekend, if they're not able to attend this weekend, how can folks get engaged with the Buncombe County Beekeepers Club?
Excellent. So they can go to wncbees.org. That's our website. There is a link. I think they could also go to the Buncombe County Beekeepers Club Facebook page. There should be a link there. You can sign up. You could actually come up. We prefer if you don't, but if you really had to, you can show up Saturday morning. We would prefer if you sign up in advance, but you can sign up and come pay Saturday morning, because we are providing lunch, so we need to have a rough idea of who's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we meet the first Monday of every month at the Gross Methodist Church out on Tunnel Road.
Okay.
And that is always posted on the website, and you can come and become a member. You can come as a guest and check us out, see what we're up to.
Yeah.
We focus on education and informing beekeepers. And there's a joke in probably every industry, but beekeepers say you get 10 beekeepers in a room and ask them a question, you'll get 20 answers. So it's basically, you have to go into this going how your philosophy in life is how you should keep your bees.
Right.
Which is what I've done, and it evolves over time, but you can still come. We still have time. We're trying to keep it to a limited number,
mm-hmm.
because we do want quality education for the people
right.
that are there. We do plan to do this. We do it once a year. We're not sure if we're going to change the time frame of what time of the year we're doing it. Right now we're doing it in the spring, but we're playing with some ideas. We also, the Buncombe County Bee Club also has an apiary out at the Lord's Acre,
mm-hmm.
so we also offer workshops out there. So once you're a member of the club, you can come out to the Lord's Acre, and we're always looking for people that want to come out and get hands-on experience with their bees, you know, and this just furthers your learning. So really, if you came out and did some work there, or if you went to, we have one of our club members is part of the Center for Honeybee Research, and he also has volunteer work. You could actually get your hands into bees before you actually get your bees and be more comfortable. I don't treat my bees with chemicals. So there's this whole philosophy. You should be a responsible beekeeper, because bees have issues with certain diseases. And if you're not responsible, it's sort of like it could pass on to other bees. Bees go into all different hives. So, but I don't treat with chemicals. But
yeah.
There are ways to treat without chemicals. You still have to assess your problem, know what your problems are, and then figure out what form of treatment you're going to do. And we will touch on treatments and problems. That is one of the classes. In fact, we have Lewis Cobble, who is our local area state bee inspector, who's mm-hmm. going to come out and talk about pest management and control. So we're really trying to give people as much knowledge as they can
yeah.
in a long 2 days with hands-on information.
Can you speak just maybe a little snapshot to some of the treatments and pesticides around beekeeping? Because I think that's a big one for folks.
It's huge. So the norm is chemical treatments. But the way my philosophy is, the chemical treatments, bees, like most animals or insects, will eventually develop immunity to it.
Right, right.
So even with chemicals, they say, well, if you treat with this chemical this time, you treat with a different one next time. Then there is the concept of, which is relatively new, and this is what I'm working on at the moment, or using, it's heat treatment. You
mm-hmm.
can bring the hive up to 106 for 2 hours. It kills the varroa mite, which is, at the moment, the biggest problem with bees.
Yep.
And that works. And then there's also a very natural thing, which is making splits. There's breaking the brood cycle.
Mm.
And if you could break the brood cycle, which happens when you take the queen out and let them requeen themselves, the varroa mite can't live in a certain frame because it has X amount of time. So it's a combination of what you want to do and what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, and either, no matter what you do, it's all diligence and work.
Yeah.
I mean, beekeeping is fun, but there is work involved in it. Like I said, you have to take your philosophy in life and then come into this and go, how am I going to help? Because really, when you think about it, as much as I don't really believe in animal husbandry in the most form, you are responsible for these bees.
Right.
You've taken them. Unless a bee is living in the hive of a tree or hollowed out somewhere, you've taken them out of their natural environment and you're creating something that you're going to help them survive in.
And everything that you just said there, Mark, I think you only scratched the surface around some of the ways of keeping bees and the treatment and the preventive measures that you can take. And again, this class is going to just spell all that out for you.
This weekend, Will, and you'll connect with other beekeepers. Buncombe County has a vast amount of backyard beekeepers, anywhere from 2 to 7 hives or more. And there is a lot of us out there. And you will connect with people in your area. You can then, like I said, you can go out to the center and work on bees. You can go to the Lord's Acre and work on bees. We try to do mini workshops. We try to really get people involved. So our goal is to make you a better beekeeper. So when you're done, you're happy and your bees are happy and they're healthy and you enjoy the fruits of your labor if you take the honey.
And so for the beginner beekeepers out there or the folks who just want to refine their technique, how can they learn more about this upcoming bee school that's taking place this weekend, Mark?
Again, they can go to our website, which is wncbees.org, and we have a whole list of what we're doing and how we're doing it. They could also, I believe we're posting a lot on Facebook. If they sign up, we sent out an email every night this week to get people in, because we're doing a round-robin style thing where they're going from class to class. We don't want people to go, they're getting something in the first class, which they're really not going to learn about till the third. So we tried to send out links for all the information, and if somebody signs up, we can forward them all those emails, and then they could actually start to read up. Winter is a great time because you don't have your bees, or your bees, if you didn't get bees yet, or if you do have bees and hopefully they're alive, they're clustered around the queen to keep her warm. So it's a great time to do reading. It's a great time to delve into books and
prep yourself for the spring.
Prep yourself because today it feels like spring.
I know. It's just around the corner. I know. And then lastly, for the BCBC, the Buncombe County Beekeepers Club, how do they go about becoming a member and what does that entail?
So actually, if you come to our bee club, our bee school this weekend, we are giving you 1 year's membership into the Buncombe County Club. We are also paying your 1 year's membership into the state club. And I've been working with the state to try to get them to move their meeting around every year because they usually have it on the other side of the state. So this summer, SMEET is going to be over here at the Blue Ridge County Community College. So basically, you're getting a membership into the state meet, you're getting into the state club, as well as our club. So your first membership is paid for by coming out to this school.
That's great.
And again, you're always welcome to come up to a meeting as a guest. We meet the first Monday at the Gross Methodist Church out on Tunnel Road. It's all posted on our website, and get excited, get interested in bees.
Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with as they think about signing up and registering for this upcoming bee school?
If you've been interested in bees, this is a great learning experience to get yourself started. Even if you're not going to become a beekeeper, it's really good to know a lot about bees. But this is really, if you're thinking about bees or even in the future thinking about bees, I'm not sure about you, Gary, but for me, sometimes I get information in my head, but I don't use it for a year or 2 years.
Right.
But it's been planted there. And then all of a sudden, when I do something, it's like, wow, this makes way more sense.
Right.
And now I'm into it.
Right.
I was exposed to bees 40 years ago out on the West Coast, and a couple of friends of mine had them. And in those days, there were no problems. You put bees out in the field, that was it. And then there was the trachea mite that came, and the bees seemed to evolve. And now there's the varroa mite. But backyard beekeeping, I think, is super important. I think it's great if a lot more people got into it. Of course, you also then have to realize that you have to start providing food for them.
Yep.
So pollination, planting things are good, and maybe designating more of your yard into not grass, but flowers, things that bees and other things or other animals would like. But I think it's a great experience, and I'm hooked on it.
Yeah, that's a good lesson for all of us, to just plant more flowers for
the
bees.
Plant more flowers.
Well, Mark, this has been great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us here today.
We really appreciate you letting people know about us. And if anybody's interested, it's not too late to sign up. We are keeping the cap at 100 people, but we still have spots available. So if you're interested, go to the website, sign up, and come out and learn to be a good beekeeper.